This is Andy Olson with Radio Free Phoenix, and here in the studio today, it's a surprise visit from the Fast Camels.
Hey, hello.
Hiya.
We just showed up unannounced. Sorry about that.
That's right. You took the quick flight from Glasgow, right?
That's it. Direct to Globe.
Direct to Globe.
That's right. You came into the San Carlos Airport, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Andy actually doubles as a fighter pilot, so Andy took his plane over.
He was skydiving.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Fast Camels. We've been playing them for years here on Radio Free Phoenix.
I am Mark from the Fast Camels. I play lead guitar and a bit of chanting.
I'm Drew from the Fast Camels. I sing and play a little bit of guitar.
I'm Andy from the Fast Camels, and I am the bass player and occasional cook.
And I'm Joe, a.k.a. Big Daddy Smythe. I play the drums and occasional little bit of piano.
Yes.
Okay, and we have one member back there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Near a mic, yes.
You're in.
You're in.
Our manager, you're in. Introduce yourself, big man.
Just don't touch the mic.
I won't touch the mic, no. So, yep, my name is Jeroen, and I've been managing the Camels since 2015,
14. Yeah. Oh, okay. And we're also missing a member here, Craig Jenkins. CJ, he's our tambourine man.
Unfortunately, he's deceased, so...
No. Not quite. He's made the trip north to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. And you just recently came from California. You did a series of gigs out there. Huh?
Yep. We certainly did. It was wonderful, yeah.
Flew into San Francisco on Thursday, and then we drove down. First gig was in Santa Monica Friday with the mighty Johnny Eccles of Love.
All right, yeah, we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
See, dreams do come true.
Mind-blowing stuff.
They do come true.
Contacted him a while back, I think it was when the second album came out, I Facebooked him, and then he got back in touch, sent him over our albums, and he said some nice complimentary stuff about it, so we've kind of kept in touch, and last year we supported Love Revisited in their UK tour,
played
with them in Southampton,
so
a couple of emails, and then he came and joined us on stage in Santa Monica.
Now, what did you think of the Arizona desert as you were...
I've seen it before.
Wow.
Obviously,
wow.
I was totally blown away by it. I thought it was, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Very wonderful. Impressive.
You were listening to a bit of Graham Parsons to get
I was indeed, yes. Hopefully, we'll visit the Joshua Tree on the way back.
Yeah, that's the next stage on your trip, isn't
it?
Yeah. Well, let's get some music going here from the Fast Camels. And this is pick your favorite Fast Camel song, and we'll play it just like that.
You go first. Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah. Signature song.
My favourite song at the moment from our latest album called Tales of the Expected, and it's the title track, Tales of the Expected.
Okay, let's hear that.
It's also my favourite as well.
Okay, we have two votes.
Yes. None over here. No.
That's a bass player and a drummer for you.
Nothing can save his life, not even his death.
That is the Fast Camels on Radio Free Phoenix from their latest album, Tales of the Expected. And we have the band here with us today. And yes, so, Big Daddy.
Yes, Andy, how are you?
Talk to us. First time in Arizona.
Yes, first time in America.
Yeah.
Incredible.
The entire country, yes.
I'm here to take over.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to make America great again.
All right.
But wait, it was already great.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
You don't want to get us to Arizona. We're on the same page. It's just, we feel like we're living in the freaking twilight zone.
But it's been amazing, though.
It's great to be Facebook friends with you guys and my cousins, because then I see it from your perspective. And
yeah.
We're right there, too.
Mm-hmm. So I understand you guys, you have a new album slated for release sometime soon, right?
Yes, we do, yeah. Yeah. We've finished the writing side of the album, but we've still to record the rest of the tracks. But we're hoping to release it the beginning of next year.
Well, good. We're looking forward to that.
Tracks down already, don't
five, or six,
like five,
yeah,
or six, five or six tracks, tracks down, yeah. And then we've got another session.
Are you going to throw an advanced track out ahead of
the
album?
We will to you guys.
Yeah,
we'll get an advanced track as soon as we've got one ready.
You will be the first to hear it, yeah?
Okay. An exclusive for you guys.
Our favourite station.
Yes. Hey, let's give away a Fast Camel CD.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Which one do you have?
We have, luckily for you, lucky listeners, all three albums. Ooh, but we will be giving them away one at a time.
Okay.
So we'll give away The Magic Optician, Dead Rooms, Butterfly Dreams, and Tales of the Expected. So this one, we'll give away Tales of the Expected, since I just mentioned that.
Okay, we'll give away a copy of that now. Yeah. The first one to email at freedom@radiofreephoenix.com. You score yourself a copy of that, courtesy of the Fast Camels here today in the Radio Free Phoenix studios. And let's go around. And what would be another favorite Camel song that you would like to play?
It's tough, but I'd have to go with Penny Pinchin' Debt Collector.
We got that. Fast Camels right now. Penny Pinchin' Debt Collector on Radio Free Phoenix.
Once you move from Wichita, time has come to go. Find myself a husband who won't say no. I had one in Monterey till he turned out gay. Now I'm on my way. Hello UK, hello UK. Yes, I do. Betting and bus for some money to throw on. It's one-legged horse that sings ready-made songs. Penny pinching debt collector and his horse go by, cruising along out the parks at night. Night Spanish waitresses tease all the desperate. One, two, and three, one, two, and three, you will do for me. Greece has the power to come every hour. Seduces the uses out every girl. We'll be right back.
There we have the Fast Camels, Penny Pitchin, Debt Collector. What's the story behind that song?
The story behind this one, it's about an ex-member of the band who let us down badly when we were trying to make it to Monterey for the 40th anniversary of Monterey Pop.
2007.
Yeah, so we kind of, if you listen to the lyrics, you'll find quite a lot about that.
So you were all ready to go? Were you at the airport and then...
We were,
something like that?
We were just getting on the bus down to London to get working visas, and we were Buchanan bus station in Glasgow, just about to go on the bus. And he turned around in his lovely dulcet tones and said, "Go's a three piece!" Which is "Go's a three piece." Which we couldn't do.
Right.
So we couldn't go.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
And he, funnily enough, he's a debt collector as well, so... Penny pinching debt collectors about him.
So what happened to the band after that? I know there was some... Did you break up or did you just quit working for a while?
We didn't break up. Mark and myself kept writing through all that period, but there were so many lineup changes during the duration of the 7 years between album one and two that it took us so long to put the songs together, get them recorded. Yeah. But it was still a night... We love the second album, so it was just hard
to pull it together because you had different members coming in, so it was like you were trying to create something, but it was hard when different people were coming in and out. But fortunately for us, we're in a position now, we've got the best lineup we've ever had as a band, and the strongest, and we made it out here because of it, so everybody's really into it. It's
okay, so your newest band member is Andrew, right?
Yep, that's correct, Andy.
Yeah. Okay, how long have you been with the band?
I've been with the band since about July or August 2013.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't start playing live with the band until February.
It was after New Year.
January 2014, where we went to Holland for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah. And at the deep end, Andy?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was my first gig in 7.5 years.
Yeah.
In between bands, and so that was the first gig, was going over to Holland, which was fantastic.
Right.
Nice little adventure.
Yeah. Well, what would you be your favorite fat? What Fast Camel song would you like to play here for us today?
At the moment, I think.
Go for it. Just say it. Is he going to? Is he going to pick his own song?
Now
he's going to pick your own song.
Now it's like being a kid in a sweetie shop. So,
go pick your own song.
I think it would have to be Watchmaker off of the Tales of the Expected.
Oh, okay. Good choice, Andy.
All right.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Liz in studio. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Liz.
We're on Facebook Live.
Hey.
Hi, Fast Camel.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, Andy and I are big fans of the British Invasion, and so you guys, being from the land of the music that I have such a passion for, who were some of your first influences?
Oh, the Beatles, for one. It'd have to be them. The Kinks, The Who.
Yeah, early Who.
Small Kinks. Faces.
Small Faces, yeah.
It's anything. Yeah. Sid Barrett, sort of Pink Floyd-y yeah, sort yeah. of stuff as well, like all that.
Yeah.
Sid Barrett. Are you a Keith
Moon
fan?
Oh, yeah. Who isn't?
Gary Smith.
Who isn't?
Oh, yeah. are you an Ed Whistle fan, then?
I certainly
what's
am.
Your
yeah, but...
Idol? Andy likes a lot of metal stuff as well, don't
I
you?
I like a lot of different he's stuff, to be honest. So, Victor Wooten, I particularly like. He's quite... like watching his crazy videos that he puts on YouTube. But yeah, I don't know. I'm more of a guitar guy. So.
More about the what?
More of a guitar.
Oh, yes, more of a guitar guy. Well, great. Okay, Andy, I'll let you get back to the show. All right. Facebook Live. Spoil here for Rachel.
Yeah, so, okay. All right.
Deep down under the ground.
Radio Free Phoenix. I'm Andy Olson, and that is Watchmaker from the Fast Camels. How long does it take you guys to do an album? What's your time frame?
Oh, that's a good question. They've all been different lengths.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
A lot of the time, it's no down to us.
It's a lot of different files. It's hard to get everybody together sometimes, mm-hmm. or like recording is an issue. Just sometimes getting in the studio, booking time and stuff can be hard. But it's like Drew said, it's all different.
Yeah, yeah, okay. What was the first song you recorded as a band?
First song we recorded as a band is a song called The March.
Yep.
And we've recently just started playing it live again. It's okay. Really bizarre, but this is 2006?
Before then, was it?
Might have been before.
In 2005.
Joe was an original member of the band, and he drummed in that track, but before leaving the band.
Okay.
For a spell.
Was that on your first album, or did you not release it?
It didn't make it onto the first album.
Okay.
No,
it's on a B-side. We've probably actually got it.
Magic Optician B-side, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that was the first one we ever recorded.
This is Radio Free Phoenix. It's Andy Olson in the studio with Liz Boyle and the Fast Camels.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah.
Yay!
Is there a stopover here in Globe, Arizona at the Radio Free Phoenix Studios? And then you're heading back to California at some point soon, right?
Yeah, so we're going to spend a couple of days here and then head to Fresno, where we play on Friday night at the Tokyo?
Tokyo Gardens. With Blake Jones.
There's a movement happening at the moment called Big Stir.
Yeah, guys, and
we're involved with that. There's bands like the Amwars we've played with here, and we will be playing with Blake Jones's Trike Shop as well, and that'll be in Fresno. And they come over to Glasgow to play with us as well.
All right, so hear that, Radio Free Phoenix listeners. If you're out there, Fast Camels are coming your way. All right, so it's my time to pick one of my favorite Fast Camel songs. And I think the first one that came to my attention was Like a Magic Optician.
Oh, yeah.
We've been playing that a lot. Every gig over here, we've played that one.
Yeah, okay. We'll hear that now on Radio Free Phoenix.
Sign, then how would you know the items I possess in my spectacles show? Pulling eye charts from my hand, and if you don't arrive,
That's Fast Camels on Radio Free Phoenix. They're here live in the studio today, and that was their first single, really, Magic Optician. Tell us a little bit about that song.
We can remember writing that song to this day. It was in my living room, we wrote it, mm-hmm. and it normally takes us maybe two sessions to finish a song off, but that one we enjoyed so much, we just kept going until it was dark, uh-huh. and we finished it on the day, didn't we? Mm-hmm. But the story was about us two walking about the city centre of Glasgow, imagining things with people that we actually know and exaggerating the truth. So that kind of explains it, doesn't it?
Okay, yes.
No more explanation needed.
We won't mention who it's about, you know.
But yeah, it was good. It was a great breakthrough, that song as well, just like sonically for the music as well, just the kind of effect on the guitars and stuff. Mm. Kind of found a sound on that song as well, so... Yeah,
and you got a song named after your drummer, Big Daddy.
We do indeed. Yeah.
Yes, they do,
with very naughty lyrics involved.
It's all lies, and it's all lies. It's all lies.
Yeah, that's on the first album, wasn't it? Big
Daddy
Smythe.
How did that come about?
I don't think we can talk about that, Andy.
We can't get the pure unadulterated version, can we?
Well, once we go off air, you can have it.
Off air, we'll tell you all about it. Okay.
You just have to listen.
We're a
to
band that like to have fun. We have fun. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Aye.
We just have fun. We don't take we're writing
really
too serious.
Yeah,
we're close mates, and you all get along.
Yeah, we've known each other for years. Yeah.
I've known Joe since we were 5 years old.
Oh, you guys have known each other since
we were like this size. Yeah.
And you both pursued music.
Yeah.
Wonderful, that's great.
Together.
All right, let's hear that song, Big Daddy Smythe, right now.
Yes.
On Radio Free Phoenix.
So nice.
He lives by the night. He's Big Daddy Smythe. He's Big Daddy Smythe. He lives by the knife. He's Big Daddy Smythe. He's Big Daddy Smythe. He's gonna fuck your wife. He's Big Daddy Smythe.
That is the Fast Camels are here in the studio all the way from Glasgow at Radio Free Phoenix. And
We're on Facebook Live.
Hi, how are you? Yeah. Well, we're just doing this little music and interview special with the band. And How about giving away a copy of your first album?
Yeah, why not? Yes. Yeah? First person to email in.
Email in at freedom at radiofreephoenix.com.
You can have the Magic Optician album.
Okay.
Oh, very first one.
Yes, okay. Excellent.
Let's bring Lanice in because it was her connection.
Lanice Plaisia, who does Cartoon World from Bingley, England, every Saturday morning at 3 a.m. Arizona Pacific time. She first turned us on to you guys. How'd you get involved with Lanice?
That was through Neon Tetra, the label that we were on at the time.
Right, okay.
And Lanice was working with those guys, and she came on board with us. Lanice was amazing. She just relentless was our PR company, and she was relentless at getting stuff. She would just keep on at people and keep on at people. And with her help, that was how we kind of got the Monterey thing as well, wasn't it? It was great working with her. She done a lot for the bands, all the bands on the label, and I think her favourite song was Comforting Things, I believe at the time. I think that was one of her.
She has great taste in music as well. I mean, sure she was a good don't we?
Well, that was a great label. There was such a great lineup on there. She fielded a lot of that stuff to us. And anyway, that was when you first heard about Radio Free Phoenix.
That's when we first heard,
I think the first one to play is could have been you, Andy, or Charmy.
Charmy.
We love her.
We love Charmy O'Connor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like we love you all, Liz as well. And,
Yeah, you hear that, Charmy? Yeah. They're still thinking about you. Yeah. Really, that's true.
Exactly.
So what did you think of Radio Free Phoenix when you first heard it?
Oh, wonderful.
It's right up our street, isn't it? You know, the music's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't get no Backstreet Boys here.
No. You just listen to that in your own time.
No, it's a wonderful thing that you guys do. You know, it really, really is. And if anybody feels like donating, they could do that.
That's right. You can go to radiofreephoenix.com, donation link right there on the main page. Every penny that you donate to Radio Free Phoenix just goes back in to keep the station running, as we are commercial free, and everybody's a volunteer here that loves music, and that's really important, too. Yeah.
Andy, we're on Facebook Live. Can I interrupt again?
Sure, go ahead.
We're here with the Fast Camels, and since we were speaking about Charmy, I think it would be really nice to have all of you guys say hi to Charmy so she can see this. Charmy O'Connor.
Hi, Charmy.
Hi, Charmy.
Hi, Charmy.
Hi, Charmy. Big Daddy's my feel.
Charmy O'Connor, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we'll send that one to her.
I seem to recall Charmy would get your records before we would.
It's because she's got the same surname as me.
That's right.
Yeah, there's some collusion going on.
Yes.
No, let's not use that word. It's overwrought.
We shouldn't have mentioned Charmy, should we?
All right. Let's pick out another song, a favorite from one of you that you'd like to hear.
Well, one of yous have got to pick a song.
Well, I pick Tales, you pick something, you pick one.
Could I pick Nothing's Easy from our latest album.
Fast Camels on Radio Free Phoenix.
I have a feeling, a real sensation, a rush inside which I've only once felt. Reassurance again to believe in myself. Been a dreamer in a real world, thinking at night and sleeping all day. Now I'm awake, I know I've got something to say. But nothing ever seems easy to me, so simple yet it's so hard to say. And if I'd ask her, would she see things my way? It's so hard to say.
precious times in my life where I blew every last thing I've had. But now I see you standing there staring at me and willing me, wanting me, needing me. But nothing ever seems easy to me, so simple yet it's so hard to say. And if I'd ask her, would she see things my way? Now I've seen her, nothing has changed. Say hello, but to speak just sounds strange. And if I'd ask her, would she see things my way?
Freeform Rock, Commercial Free, Radio Free Phoenix. Hey, it's Andy Olson with Liz Boyle in the studio and the Fast Camels.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, guys.
Yes. What's the story behind that song?
Nothing's easy. There's not really a great story behind it, no. But I just like the song, and it's quite popular with people. We've had famous people like it as well now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
People, I don't know if Outlanders are quite a big show over here. And oh, I believe it is anyway. Andy's like, oh, what is that?
What?
I know. But one of the main the lead actors tweeted about it, like it was his favourite song off an album.
It's quite a poppy kind of tune, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, you have, I think you have one more Fast Camels CD to give away, right?
We do indeed.
We do. Dead Dreams and Butterfly Dreams.
Okay. Second album.
Once again, that email address. First email here, since, well, we don't have a hardwired phone, so. Anyway,
who does?
Who does these days, right? We all have them in our pocket. Yeah. First email saying, hey, I want Butterfly Dreams from Fast Camels at freedom@radiofreephoenix.com. That email address, a copy is yours. Yes.
Yes. Our best album, in my opinion.
In many people's opinion.
We're actively looking forward to your new one and any tracks. You can feel this the first time you get something finished and ready out there. So
yeah, we will get it sent out to you, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Excellent. This was a fun time coming here to the studio, seeing you all live here at Radio Free.
It's been amazing.
And you've incredible. Looked after us very well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for the tacos.
And other things.
And other things.
Yes.
Thanks for the tacos and other things.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you all for coming out. And
thank you.
Let's send it off with one final Camel song. How about that?
Oh, it's got to be Down That City.
It's got to be Down That City.
It's got to be Down That City.
That's the kind of song we finish up, close our fuller sets with. Probably my second favourite song that we've got.
Cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you,
Liz. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Neck, 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 neck
Lulu, that's for me. Not like the slave I used to be. Tennessee.